destination is on the left.
Burned by me?
I mean, I'm not happy.
Yeah.
About the gig.
Yeah.
And I don't like the idea of you guys doing the show without me. But contractually or whatever. You know.
Contractually or whatever what?
Like, I mean, it's your show. I feel like you paid me, I think you helped me out, you set me up with a place, I'm upset that it didn't work out.
Okay.
I'm not happy about, like, not getting paid the other day,
yeah.
Like, getting the advance.
Well, this is a small media startup.
I get it.
And anybody else, like, Adult Swim took 45 days to pay us.
Yeah.
And they paid us in, like, little chunks.
No, I mean,
This isn't fucking Walmart. This isn't like,
yeah.
You know.
No, and I've had, you know, when I worked for the magazine, they didn't pay me for a whole fucking summer.
They didn't pay you for a whole summer?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, what I'm saying is, I can be, like, I'm not happy about losing the game.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
Is this the kind of thing where you're going to harbor a grudge for a long period of time?
No.
All right.
I mean, no.
All right.
Did Cam say something? Are you?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to know, this whole situation was in your power to do differently. And it got fucked up, and it's not my fault that it got fucked up. And I think that I've been tremendously fair in the way that I've dealt with you. I've paid you.
Yeah, you paid me
probably more money than has anyone paid you more than this?
I mean, only a couple of times.
Okay. But
nobody like.
Who's has anyone given you $4,000 severance pay when you left?
No, that's unprecedented.
Okay.
No, so, I mean I feel very well taken care of financially.
There's this trend I have of people dipping in, failing to deliver, and. Then they go talk shit about me with regards to money.
Yeah.
And it's fucking crazy. I don't know of anyone. I don't know of any YouTubers. I don't know of any media people. I don't know of anybody who first of all pays people fairly for like very you know, auteur shit.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't know if fucking you know, whatever your favorite vlogger or video artist is who's paying people, you know, thousands of dollars. Like, I don't have to be spending, you know, $15,000 a month paying people. I'm trying to, like, get something going here. So when I hear that, like, people are complaining, like, throwing salt on my business, like, putting rats in Cam's head, he thinks he's not going to get paid now, like, that type of shit, that's not good, man. That's not cool.
I'm not trying to tell him he's not going to be paid. I'm just like...
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. If I was, you know, calling people up saying, oh man, working with Don, he's not delivering, he's not doing what he's supposed to do. That's not good. It's not good to have a big mouth when you're, like, it's, because it's fucking, it would be fucking up your future business.
Right.
Like if I called Matt and I was like, man, Matt, Don's really not doing what I told him, what I needed him to do. He took the whole month and he only did one shoot the whole month. This is crazy. Like, that's not something, it's not cool to do that, man. If you want to have a business relationship going forward, that's all. I feel, I don't know, that's not good to be on the receiving end of that, especially when I'm trying to be, when I know for a fact that I'm, like, a very cool guy to work for and to work with.
Yeah.
And, like, and I don't do weird, like, manipulative shit with money at all. Like, I'm not like, oh, I'm gonna steal Gorefest from you. I don't give a fuck what you do with Gorefest. You can tell me to stick it. I don't care, man. At no point am I like, oh, yeah, I'm really gonna screw Don for Gorefest. I'm gonna take Gorefest and screw him. Like, that's the exact opposite of the type of shit that I do. Like, I wanna help people. I wanna help you get money for your fucking idea, man. That's, you know, so it does not feel good to be on the receiving end of, like, shit talking when I'm about to pay you $4,000 for.
No, I get that. I'm fucking.
Basically, because I feel bad for you.
Yeah.
Because I like you, I feel bad that this opportunity.
That it's something I blew.
You fucked it up, yeah. So.
And like, I fucked it up by not working hard enough and by being paranoid and crazy.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. No, I mean, I get it.
All right.
Look, I'm not harboring a grudge. I get frustrated. There's things I don't like, and I don't feel good about the situation. I'm embarrassed.
All right.
I feel fucking ashamed.
All right, I'm sorry, Don.
You know, and like, you know, yeah, I'm worried about the money thing, but not because I think you're doing some kind of shady scheme. I'm just worried that there's money troubles.
Of course there's money trouble.
Because it's an independent media.
What do you think
company?
This is?
Yeah.
You think I'm selling fucking cell phones in
no,
a mall kiosk?
I don't think
this is very difficult. It's extremely difficult. Well, I've been operating this for 10 years on a negative. I broke even 8 years into my my fucking. I didn't even break even because the cost of running for 8 years. Like, I'm just breaking even now. So, like, yeah, money's a problem. And to offer you $4,000 severance pay, I would imagine that you would, like, be, even if it's going to come 15 days late or 30 days late, I would imagine that you would be, like, thankful for that and understand that it's, like, that's a huge deal for me. I'm not, like.
I mean, I get it, and I really appreciate the severance pay.
All right, man.
I do. And I appreciate the opportunity. I'm sorry that I fucked it up. I personally feel like I did some very good work.
Yeah, you did, but the work you did was, like, setting, like, getting people to come to a public access studio, getting some, you know, makeup done. It's not like you busted your ass. You did not bust your ass, dude.
Well, I don't know. I feel like I pushed myself in a number of ways. I'm not going to disagree.
I think the work is good, but it's just, you know.
I'm not going to disagree with you if you think I'm not.
If someone gave me an opportunity, if, like, Eric Wareheim was like, yo, Sam, come direct something, I would be calling ass back before I would, you know, if I was just starting out.
I'll take it on the nose. Like, I mean, I fucked up. I mean, I don't think you would be in this position, but, I mean, I feel frustrated and I feel embarrassed.
Alright, man, I don't want to bust your balls too much.
Well, I also don't want to, like, leave you in a position where you're, like, angry at me.
I'm not going to be angry. I'm not angry at anyone. I just wanted to get to set the record straight for you in case you were under the illusion that I had somehow screwed you over.
No.
Alright. That's it.
No, I mean, I think there's a big distance between, like, I'm happy with how things turned out and I got screwed over. Does that make sense? That's where I'm living.
Sure, yeah.
Because, like, you know, I feel like I did bust my ass in a number of ways. And I think
You busted your ass with, like, life skills shit, like getting an apartment. Like, your life is way more difficult than a normal person's life.
Yes.
So I can imagine that you feel like you're busting your ass all day, because you are. But it's not directed at the stuff that I was paying you for, you know?
I mean, I think I busted my ass in terms of fucking performance. And in terms of,
yeah, you did
of getting
great,
these and in terms of getting these
did we
and
get
in
a
terms of getting the sketches together.
Sure.
Which,
yeah.
I don't think was, like, you know, like, getting people to the public access studio and stuff. I mean, I understand that that's not skill work. But, like, you know, I feel like I did a good job of keeping the schedules coming, putting the bits together, all the bits together.
You did, yeah.
And, you know, even that shoot where we had 1 month, it's like, where we had one shoot last month, you know, I knew that this thing with the public access studios was disintegrating in October.
Yeah, that's why you need a backup plan.
Yeah,
this is stuff like the Reddit going down on your watch with
no
backup. This is like, dude, I know what it's like to frantically be working on something it's the sort of thing where it doesn't matter if you have a chink in your armor where you can get totally fucked up by a date being changed or like some piece of equipment not working or a subreddit being taken down. It's like, this is, that's what being a professional is about, is fucking having a backup plan.
Yeah, and
well, I don't want to trash the work you did. You did good work. I just don't want you to be pissed off at me because I want to be a positive like force and like people who are creative, who have brains that are brilliantly geared towards creating stuff and not so brilliantly geared towards getting stuff done in a way that's like neat and doesn't have any casualties along the way. I want to like help people like that, and like fucking you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I don't want to be some guy that's like screwing people.
I mean, I've been screwed before.
Yeah.
I don't think this qualifies.
All right, man.
And I really like I can grouse and I can be frustrated and I can be worried about money stuff without it being Sam screwed. And I'm not gonna go around and shit talk you.
It's when you talk to people that I'm in business with, and they start getting like, the wheels start turning in their head, and you're saying stuff that's suggestive. That's like, you gotta maybe have a talk and worry, think about money.
I never fucking told them that.
You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. It's not that you were trash talking me. It's just that, I basically just
told them like.
Like if I called Matt and aired my grievances with you with Matt, that would be extremely unprofessional. And fucking dumb, and it would make things difficult for you unnecessarily.
Right. Well, I'm not trying to make things difficult for you unnecessarily, and I do wish you success with the project.
All right, man.
I do also, I feel like the Theater of the Air was, it was a concept that I had a lot of participation in.
The concept is, it's a good concept. It's a simple one. The thing that I am big on is that ideas don't fucking matter at all.
Yeah.
It's the work that goes into it.
It's the execution.
If you want me to not, if you feel like shooting in public access, shooting theater pieces is like a violation of your brilliant.
I don't think that. I'm just saying, like, I really do think I did good work on this.
You did.
And I did work hard for it.
Okay. You worked hard. Okay. And you did do good work. I'll give you that. That's true.
So I just don't want to, like, I don't want to leave here with the impression that, I just totally fucked this thing up
No, I'd like to do stuff with you still.
Yeah, what I'm saying...
We'll figure that out when we're less in the moment, but I'm not the type to hold a grudge against...
Right.
And I do like you, so I'm not gonna...
I just think, like, I'm very proud of the work that I did on this thing.
Okay.
And I'm very proud of the contribution that I made to the fucking MDE thing,
mm-hmm.
in whatever capacity I did.
Yeah. It's more to do with the personal stuff.
Yeah, no,
people getting stressed out. Like, we've lost... Every day costs me about... It does cost me $800.
Yeah.
A blown day, that's 800 bucks.
Down the...
A week where Cam is doing nothing because he's... You told him that if you kill himself, it's your fault. And then her hearing that and fucking up her day. And that fucks my day up, fucks my whole week up. That's 800 times 7, gone. Gone.
And like, I'll take it on the fucking nose that I'm like, I was too paranoid. I didn't understand how to navigate the social aspect of this job at all. I didn't know it.
Okay.
And I felt like, I felt like I was losing this job from the moment I got it. And I got real scared and I got real, like, anxious.
Yeah, stop smoking weed, man.
Yeah.
Because we were, I was totally in your corner. Most of the way, and enjoying it.
When did it shift for you? Like last week?
Probably a few weeks ago.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm glad to talk about it because I was wondering.
Yeah. But, well.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't want to leave you with this impression that I'm like just a gold bricker or something. I really did try to give this my all. I'm sorry that it wasn't up to your satisfaction.
It's okay.
But I also think that this is an unusual set of working conditions, and I tried to navigate it the best I could, and I'm not good at navigating. Like, I can't even navigate fucking simple social situations without causing a nightmare of anxiety
okay.
and having a fucking meltdown in my mind. And so, you know, I really did try to do this. And I'm sorry that it didn't work out.
Well, thanks for giving it a shot, and I hope we can do something together in the future.
Yeah.
Good luck, Don. Hit me up. Think about the Gorefest thing when we're, you know, out of this, and let me know what you think, okay?
Okay.
All right, later.
Fucked up.